Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, and welcome again to the Rita Surreal Show right here on KTVRadio.com. Rita Surreal of the Crimson Cafe. I'm Rita Crimson Cafe. That's right. I have three questions for you real quick. Who will talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. And who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? Again, welcome again to Rita's Crimson Cafe. And we are broadcasting our podcast live here this morning from the Situation Room inside Southwest Center Mall. Yes, I want to thank Ms. Carolyn for allowing us to do that this morning. And I know a lot of people said they were going to come. They must be running late. But, you know, we got to get things going, got to get things rolling. So we're going to use what we have this morning. Now, you know how we do. Got to kick things off right. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, I had to keep it short. My mama used to say, don't worry with the Lord. He already knows. And before I go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama who's in the house today, Miss Edna Pemberton. Yeah, y'all call her Miss P. Now, you know, I say this every Saturday morning, and every Saturday morning, I mean it when I say it. The Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. So those of you, especially those of you who are in the Oak Cliff community, if you want to get your business started up right, if you want some more advertising, I suggest that you get up some time and come on down to Southwest Center Mall. Go to the Oak Cliff area. Go to the heart of Oak Cliff, 3662 West Camp Wilson Drive, and that is where you will find the Southwest Center Mall. And most of the time, that's where you find Miss P. Now, listen, this is what you're going to have to do. Go inside the mall, the Southwest Center Mall, and the main entrance. And when you go into the main entrance, then you can go ahead and go all the way down to the aisle, okay? Make a right, go past Interstate. Once you pass Interstate, look over to your left, and that is where you will find Miss P. It's in the community room. And I'm telling you, that's where it all goes down. And we all know that our wonderful mayor, Mayor Rawlings, has his Grow South campaign going on. So we need everybody to listen. Listen closely. I've got to go ahead and say it now. I know this is meddling, but I got to go ahead and say this. If you have a small business, even if it's a mom-and-pop shop, if you're trying to get your business started, this is the time that you need to get in on the ground floor. Don't wait until everybody else gets in. Then there's no room for you, and then you get mad and say everybody's taking your job. No, you didn't go get it. So guess what? First come, first serve. Get on up in the morning. All right, now we're going to move on. Got a wonderful, wonderful guest who are all coming today, and it's a very full show, but we're going to go ahead and get started. For those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. Once again, this is where we talk about the things young people want to talk about some things they need to talk about, and we even take time to feature them right here on the air. We also, you know, have a letter that I like to read every Saturday morning, and I'll give my opinion. I'll allow you to give yours. But now remember, when you give your opinion, we are not here to bash anybody. We just want to encourage people and maybe put somebody on the right track, all right? All right. Once again, I just want to say thank you to Ms. Carolyn for allowing us to come into the Situation Room. That's right. Inside Southwest Center Mall. So if you are just waking up and tuning in, come on down here, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75237. For those of you who may not want to come, you can call in, and you can call in to 773-897-6291, and you can talk with us directly. Now, first thing we have coming up, a really, really dear friend of the family. I call her mine. So you know what, and you know, we love to hear, sometimes you hear on the radio, hey, family, and this really is family folks, y'all. This really is family folks. So y'all give it up for Miss Diana Gibson. Come on up, Diane. Coming up, we were trying to get this other mic working. Not sure if it's working yet, but you know, every time you're trying to do something, the devil likes to try to sneak his head in, and sometimes things don't work out right. But it's all right. We're going to do this anyway, right? Right. All right, so, yeah. each other anymore. But that's all right. We're going to have to share a mic, all right?
That's okay. We can do that.
That's right.
That's what family do.
That's right. So, and I just want to ask you something, because I know typically I hear you on the radio and you're giving out a lot of information, especially about jobs. And my question to you is, what made you want to start to do that?
I think it was as ill as my daddy was here. He would say she's been doing it all her life. And so when you grow up in a home, and all you see is giving, and God has blessed you,
yes,
you be a blessing to others.
Yes.
And that's all I saw my dad do. That's all I saw my grandmother do. That's all I saw my aunt do.
Right.
Was that as we was blessed, we was a blessing to others. And we grew up in a little small country town.
Yeah.
So you had to take care of each other,
that's
and look
right.
out for each other.
Yeah.
So it's just a part of who I am.
Yeah. Now listen, I want y'all to catch something. Did y'all catch that? She said she does it not to be blessed, but because she is blessed. Okay, that's very important, especially all the young people who are listening and who calls in online and everything. And when you log into the show, you don't do things to be blessed. You do things because you are blessed, okay? And if you're able to open your eyes in the morning and take a deep breath, guess what? You're blessed. Because God woke us up this morning, all right? All right. And so now, do you have some information for the people today?
Yes, you all know as we speak, Friendship Web is on a back-to-school supply. Now, I'm going to tell you like I tell all the families. Here's the thing. My child is grown. But if I had some kids,
mm-hmm.
I'm serious, I would sit down like most people sit down and get their coupons together.
Uh-huh.
During this time of the year, I would sit down and I would actually look at all the back-to-school supply drives.
Uh-huh.
I would be at every one of them.
Yes.
I'm serious because they're all free. Everything is free. They don't actually see it. They don't actually have you been to another one.
Mm-hmm.
So Friendship West is doing one this morning from 9 until 1. They're also having one down at, what's the park name? Glendale Park. They're having one there. And then they're having one here at the mall. I think that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, they're having one at the mall. There is no reason why anybody is saying, I don't have school supplies. I don't have uniforms. And the mayor just had his yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I kid you not. And here's the other thing. I don't tell nobody I told y'all, but it's just our secret. You do know that all the council people, that whatever supplies was left over yesterday from the mayor's back to school program, guess where they are. They're in your council member office. You can actually call your city council member, tell him, I didn't get a chance to go by the mayor's back to school drive. Guess what? Go pick you up some supplies. So guess what? If you got a mind and a willingness to do better, we can help you do that.
Hey.
Also, we're paying bills now.
Yeah.
No, turn your air on. It's hot. Check on the elderly. Check on the senior citizen. And then call Dallas County Health and Human Services. Not only are they paying utilities, but they pay up to $2,500 in utility bills, okay, if you qualify. In addition to that, if you have an air conditioned unit that's not working, guess what? Up to $1,000 they can replace or repair. So guess what? Why aren't you using your air? And they can replace it for you. But again, I always tell people, have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? There's more of you in need than it is those of us that are doing the work.
That's
but
right.
I promise you, if you qualify, and for the most part, most people know you qualify.
Right.
If you fall below the poverty guideline, guess what can happen? Hey, you qualify.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some patience. But guess what? When you walk out of there, you got your bill paid and your unit is scheduled not to be repaired. Where else can you go and get that done and it didn't cost you nothing but time?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Mm-hmm. So you guys, the thing about it is the reason why we don't have as much as we should have is because we don't have the patience to do it. We just don't. We think we're going to go in and get it just like that. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So here's the thing. That can happen. Also, Edna told me about another program. You know, Edna's the one that keeps me in trouble, okay?
Okay.
I promise you. Edna was the only person that I ever was going to fight for. The only person. We were going to fight in public, too.
Yeah.
And I know we were just going to mess up the Gibson and the Pemberton name. But we were going to jump down. So for Edna, I'll do this. So here's the thing. Edna told me about another program. This is a program where this young lady actually had TANF recipients. And those TANF recipients are already pre-qualified, already pre-screened. They will actually pay the people. They will do the timesheet. All they're saying is, we need a place for them to work. That's it. You just need to place them somewhere. You know, like answering the telephone, doing filing, shredding. We're even getting ready to hire some of them. But they need somewhere to work because you keep saying, well, you know, they need to get up and work. Well, if you don't give them that environment, and don't place them in an environment to show them what an office environment is, how are they supposed to learn? So that's what we're saying, especially when it's not costing you anything. But you need to give this young lady a call because it's an excellent program. I was just talking with Chief Stiller with DART, and he said their DART is getting ready to hire some of them. You guys, there are people that want to do better. They just don't know where to go to do it. And so we have to. That's why I push mixed income families. Because guess what? If you continue to grow up in the project, all it's gonna do is turn into a ghetto. You got to spread it out. If you want me to do better, let me see better. Okay?
That's right. That's right. Y'all give it up for Diane. I'm telling you, she's always giving us really, really good information for the community. Now listen, everybody, you've heard it said once and twice. I said it once, Diane said it twice. If you want to do better, all you have to do now is get up and do better. Because everything you need is out there. And a lot of it is either free or with a small, small, small charge. And listen, if we can go and pay to get our hair done and go get some coffee, go to Waterburg and all that kind of stuff, surely we can pay to pay a little bit to get some of these services that are out here. Now, I have some more guests here today, and I have another young lady. I want y'all to give it up for Miss Raven Turner. She's an author, one of our young people, one of our young adults. Come here, Raven. Come on up here. I got somebody calling in right now. I'm going to get to the line in just a second. But we have, a number of people here today. We got some dancers that are going to come in just a minute. Got some more guests that are going to come in just a second. But I just want to say this. Raven is one young lady who I watched grow up since she was in elementary school. And now she has a book. Raven, bring your book. Raven has, she's an author now. She has a book called Push. And Raven is a motivational speaker. And when I tell you about a young lady who can really speak, will speak life into a situation, and I'm going to tell you, Raven, what made you get started with that?
Okay, so for me, it was just being rejected, getting out of college as a young person, as a millennial, you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. But I actually believe, sometimes God will allow certain things to happen to push you to where he wants you. And that's really what just happened to me. So I've been told my entire life I got a purpose. I can speak. I'm that small person who can change everybody's mind and change the room, get everybody on track. So I just started speaking, and now I speak at universities, colleges. I'm actually speaking for Carrabba's business sales team next week, Prime America sales team. So I've been doing this for a couple of months, and it's really just taken off.
That's awesome, and I'm so, so glad, and so pleased to have known you. We're going to take a break real quick and go to the phone line. Let's see if we can get this person on the line. Phone number 7734. Are you with me this morning?
Hi, this is Tanya. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tanya. And Tanya, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Fort Knox, Kentucky.
This is Tanya from Fort Knox, Kentucky calling in. So good morning, Tanya. It's so good to hear from you this morning. How are you doing this morning?
I've been sick, but I'm getting a lot better. The boys, they start school on Monday, so I have a lot of preparation to do.
Oh, wow. So she's been sick, but she starts, the boys start school Monday. Oh, Monday? Oh, man, is that quick, huh? School is starting already. All right, Tanya, well, it's good to hear from you. Tanya, I want you to stay on the line real quick. I got some things I'm going to ask you, but we're going to take just a really, really quick break here. I have some dancing, and I'm going to introduce everybody who's here. I have Isaiah Mime, who's here. Y'all give it up for Isaiah Mime. Isaiah Mime, give it up. Gidget to Mime in the house. Give it up for Gidget to Mime. We have DeMarcus Hicks for God's Chosen Dance Ministry in the house. Give it up. Right. I'm not sure if my other dancer is coming. If she gets here, I'll let you know. We'll give you her name. And now don't forget, now I'm going to go back to Raven in a second, but we have another young lady in the house. Raven, you stay right here. Don't go anywhere. And this young lady, she is active in the community as well. We have a lot of people who are active in the community, and I'm going to make sure we get them all in. I know we have a full show. So now for all our guests, if it seems like I'm cutting you off, don't get offended by me, okay? I just want to make sure everybody gets some fair share of this time. I know this is an hour-long show, but time flies when you're having fun. So now we're going to call to the stage right now. Y'all give it up for Miss Claudia Fowler. Come on, Miss Claudia. Come on up here and have a seat. Yes. Come on this side. Sit right here next to Raven, our little author right here. And speaker, right? Okay, Ms. Claudia, now we're trying to get these other mics to work, but we have some technical difficulties, so we're going to share.
All right.
So now I would like for you to tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you do in the community.
Well, good morning, Good morning, and thank you, Aunt Rena.
You're welcome.
And I have been enjoying the show so far. Again, I am Claudia Fowler, and I am from a little community of Joppa. And that's really where all of my community attributes and my community work comes from. Basically, what I have done, I have been in the community all of my life. Since I was maybe about 17 or 18, I kind of got started with the community. Instead of being at a high school football game in my senior year, I was actually running the phone bank for the late Governor Chief Fred Blake.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of young people not remember him, but people like Ms. Hamilton, myself, Diane Gibson do remember him. So therefore, that's where it all got started. Joppa is a Freedman town that's in the city of Dallas, well-preserved Freedman town. When the slaves were actually able to come up on the slave yard in the late 1800s, this is one of the first stops in the Joppa community. We date back to being founded around 1872.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what we do in the Joppa community, we are now into a redevelopment series where Habitat for Humanity is one of our partners, and we have just been able to now build up our community. We have a lot of houses that were dilapidated, a lot of houses that have been burned down, a lot of houses that have just been shoved and pushed down. So now, Habitat for Humanity is really rebuilding our community. I have been active all of my life, not only in the job community, but here in the Dallas area, because I feel like if you love a community, if you live in a community, if you work in a community, if you pastor in a community, then you need to be busy in the community that you frequent.
That's right. That's why I absolutely believe that whatever community you live in, that's the one you need to be active in. And I'm glad to hear that. Stay right here, Miss Claudia. Right now, we're going to have, are y'all ready to dance? Isaiah, G2M, y'all ready to dance? Got the music ready and everything? Huh? Okay, so I tell you what, let me do this. God's chosen, can you do me a favor real quick? Can you come up here real quick? Just come here just real quick. Real fast. So, Brandy is going to come to the stage. While they're getting ready, DeMarcus, can you do me a favor? And I want you to grab that phone for him, because I'm about to interview Raven. And, yeah. All right, but now for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And once again, this is where we talk to the young people about some of the things that's going on in the area, and we take time to interview them, we feature them, and we just finished hearing from our community family person, that's Ms. Diane Gibson, and we are hearing now from Ms. Fowler. She was talking about the town of Joppa and the Freedman's Town and how they are building up a Habitat for Humanity. We have another young guest up here, Ms. Raven Turner, Ms. Speaker. She's a motivational speaker and an author. And so we're going to continue interviewing her while our dancers are getting ready. And before I tell you, this is awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so, she's trying to get herself upset. Trying to get herself together. I understand. But we got to keep it moving. So Raven, here, let me ask you something. So this book called Push, and she has some over there. So those of you who would like to purchase one from Raven, please do so. Let's support our young people. So tell us a little bit about Push.
Okay, so Push is about turning adversity into advantage. I wrote this book sometime. I started writing it in December and released it in about April. So the book is just to inspire you and empower you to push you what you're going through, to let you, some of the chapters in the book is called Play the Hand You Were Dealt. You know, we aren't dealt like an ace card in life. We all aren't born into success. A lot of times we think because we're not born into success that success is something that's elusive, but really it's not. It's about working hard. It's about being consistent every day. Another chapter in the book is The Power of Being Underestimated. You know, let what you're going through motivate you and push you to where you're supposed to be. And the problem is a lot of times we quit.
Right.
So we never get to what's for us because we quit too soon. You know, we quit when things get uncomfortable. But it's really through that process that if you keep going, something beautiful will eventually sprout up.
That's right. I totally agree. You got to be pushed. And I think sometimes things can be also generational, because I know when I was coming up, most parents did push their children
to do best, to do the, you know, to do the absolute best at everything from school grades up to, you know, what are you going to do when you grow up, that type of thing. And once you told them, they said, okay, let's get on the path, get you on the path to do what you say you want to do. And absolutely, and then sometimes we got to be pushed by a friend, right? And you'll know that they are real friends when we can push them and then they can push us back, you know, into success. Not just pushing for no reason, but
and they stay on you.
That's right. And they stay on you and let you know that, hey, I'm not giving up because you said this is what you want to be. So I'm going to push you until we both make it. That's right. And so you know you have good friends when it comes to it. So now tell me, what's one of your favorite parts about the book that you wrote?
Well, I like the part, the chapter where it's the power of being underestimated. Because if you look at me, I look like a kid. You know, I went to the movies yesterday. Someone asked me, the person at the window was like, how old are you? I'm like, what? I had to catch myself real quick. But so I think, you know, a lot of times people may look at me and think she's a kid. I'm really 27. When I open up my mouth, though, I'm trying to move mountains, and I'm going to.
That's right.
And all I need is one opportunity. And once I get that opportunity, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
And so I like that part, being underestimated, because a lot of people in the world will count you out because of where you're from, what you have, what you don't have. And that chapter talks about David and Goliath, how people underestimated him.
Right.
That small little boy was going up against a giant. But because he had faith in himself, faith in God, he was confident. And that's how you got to be in life.
Right.
I don't know if everyone, you know, believes in God, but for all the believers, have faith that God is going to make a way. Have faith in yourself, and then you go out here and move, and you go get it done.
That's right.
And don't let nothing stop you. And when you walk and start thinking bold like that, start having that type of faith, there's nothing out here that's going to stop you. I mean, and really, that's why I go out here, and I'm speaking and trying to get in touch with people in college. And I've only been doing this like 5 or 6 months, but I know that I can speak. And I know if I prepare myself, I'm going to be ready for the opportunity.
That's right. That's right. Y'all give it up for Raven. Give it up for Raven. This is a young lady. I'm doing a thing. And I'm really, really, really proud of her. As I said before, I watched Raven grow up since she was in elementary school. And she and her brother and her sister, she's a college graduate. Her sister's a college graduate. Her brother's in college right now. And so we want to make sure that, you know, that we support them, all of our young people. Once again, she brought her book today called Push that she wrote. And, man, I'm just so very proud of Raven. It's an author, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Not only a speaker, but also an author. All right, are you guys ready? We have dancers coming up right now. Come on up. Y'all give them a hand. This is Isaiah Mime along with Isaiah Mime. Okay, so Isaiah Mime's coming, and he's going to show us a little bit about what he does. And then we're going to also speak with Miss P. Then we're going to talk to God Chosen. We're going to talk to my brother right there. Yeah, we got a couple things coming up, and we're going to keep it moving. Hey, so for those of you who are on the line and listening in online, or if you're on the phone, man, if you can't see this, I know this is going to be awesome. Y'all ready? Come on. We can't have no dead air. So, you know, while they're coming up, remember, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KDCMRadio.com. We're broadcasting live from the Situation Room inside Southwestern Lamar. And once again, we want to thank Ms. Carolyn for allowing us to do this this morning. That's right. That's what I'm asking you, Sam. We're having breakfast. Y'all come on and have breakfast with me. Have breakfast with Raven. Have breakfast with Miss P and Isaiah Mon and everybody here this morning. Go ahead.
And the cycle goes again. Typical story of a good man giving God glory. He's a God-fearing man, with husband, excellent pops, and he finally received that raise, cash in the bank. Yet he was saving up. He and his wife even fussed, and it's time for making up. There was special spending, and yet it's been really rough. But he believes the change is here to stay. It wasn't Thursday night, it for her. He's sitting there in traffic on his way home from work. He checked his voicemail as his mother. She got multiple options in the crust, and they heard she wants to break that is not getting service. Broke the news to your daddy, and he's thinking of the worst. Cause honestly, she knew for many years. So she didn't want the family to panic over her, so he prayed. God save us, Lord, I know that you are able. I'm at the cool. I love all the happenings and letting all the news. Looking like it's 6:22. She should be whipping up the deal. I got the kiddies home from school. But every time he calls, it goes straight through. Her voicemail, your sleepy number, and I'll keep right back to you. He thinks nothing of it, and he cruises. The rest of the way, trying to clear his mind. He pulls into the house, he's going to focus. Folks right, he's wondering what was the front door wide open. Go to the limit, don't assume it, hold it.
Let's talk for a second. So tell me a little bit about what this song was about. Basically, the song was about, like, the meaning of what God can do in any type of situation, and the fact that he can heal and save at the same time. It's pretty amazing, because he was talking about his mother had breast cancer, and so he told God to save her. And then he goes in the house, sees two men holding guns to his whole family. And as soon as the robber accidentally shoots, the bullet ricochets right back into the one who shot. So not only did he save his mother, but he saved his family as well.
That's right. And it's good. I like to know that they know what they're dancing to. We have a few dancers who I like to see dance, and I like to hear them talk about what that they know what they're dancing to. Okay, so those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, broadcasting live right here from the Situation Room inside Southwest Central Mall. And we want to thank Ms. Carolyn for allowing us to do that this morning, and she is such a beautiful spirit. Now, listen, everybody, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Y'all come on out to the Situation Room, because Ms. Carolyn, right now we have a breakfast, but you know they serve food all day long, every day. She even delivers breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you guys come on out, and let's make sure we keep our businesses afloat, okay, here in our community, in our Oak Cliff community, okay? So once again, the Situation Room in Southwest Center Mall, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. What's the tweet number here, Ms. Carolyn? 1071. Y'all come on in. You're welcome. You're so welcome. And I promised Ms. Carolyn that every Saturday when I'm on the air, I will make sure to announce about the Situation Room. I love it here. It's a very pleasant atmosphere. The setup is nice. You can also rent this space for an event if you would like to. And I'll let her give you the prices and all that kind of stuff. But I think it definitely is. I have my 50th birthday party here. And I tell you, it was wonderful. It was beautiful. The place was extremely nice. You really don't have to decorate much because it's already looking nice. So there's not much you need to do to it. So right here, the Situation Room, okay? The Situation Room, once again. We're going to call to the forefront right here. God Chosen Praise Dance Ministry. Come on. Well, no, God Chosen, I'll come to you in a minute. I'm going to call my brother up here right here. Are you still eating? Okay, yeah, come on up. He came to me one day, he said, I just want you to know I'm your brother. And I said, okay. I mean, what can you say after that, huh? And look, let me tell you, I'm honored that somebody wants to call me their sister, all right? Now, let's tell the people who you are, where you're from.
Yes, my name is Julius Ashola, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. A little bit about me, I'm 26.
Wait. Y'all give it up for Julius. Let's give it a hand. Give him a hand. Come on, give it up. This is Julius from Dallas, born and raised. Okay, now tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, a little bit about me. I'm 26. I'm a husband of 6 years. My wife and I just recently celebrated our 6-year anniversary in April. But we've been holding it down since we were 15. I have 4 kids, 3 girls and a boy. My son and I, we share the same birthday. I'm a college student. I'm a substitute teacher. I sub in a local school district around. And I have my own nonprofit organization. I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie Beps with Halle Berry, but my business is inspired from that. Mm-hmm. The name of it is Lily's Love Institute, Livelihood of Youth and Sisterhood, Patient Care Services. What we do, we provide core services and transportation for the elderly, disabled vets, single mothers and fathers and families that's in need. But it's the vision of teaming up with different temp services to help these people get jobs as we drive them to success. But it's also the vision of having a team of volunteer barbers and stylists to do their hair so they can have confidence into going back into the workforce. But it's also the vision of a nonprofit restaurant where people still got to pay for their meals, but a portion of the proceeds will go toward other people trying to get their business off the ground. I'm at the beginning stages of it. So we just starting off with the transportation part, but check me out at lilypages.com. That's LILYSPAGERS.com.
Okay, and so now that's very good. Now I heard how you came up with that, and in case you guys didn't hear that, so he's saying that they provide transportation. I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. And so you know what? It's a nonprofit. You said it's a nonprofit. So what we need to do, we need to hook you up with some of the people like Raven, who was on the show earlier, because there's a lot of things that Raven does in the community. And I think the community would do well to hear from the young people who are actually doing some positive things. We hear a lot about the millennials who are, you know, disrespectful, who all they do is fight. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but I wanted to go ahead and bring this up, too, because I like to hear the positive things that the young people are doing. Isaiah, Raven, the speaker and author, now you, with Julius, with the transportation. Now, those of you who are listening, we got some good young people out here, y'all, some really good young people out here doing a lot of good things. And then there are some other things that you do as well with regards to the website.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All right. I also work with Mama Pemberton and Count Wisdom now. And, you know, I help create websites. And, you know, you just come to the Southwest Cinema, come to the community room that's on the opposite side of stairs, and, you know, just come talk to me. I have some business cards. And, you know, I work with you. So don't come up to me because I know there's a lot of people that, you know, charge a lot for the websites and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm here to work with you. You know what I'm saying? So if your budget is $200, I'll work with it. All right?
Yeah. And so I want to let y'all know that he does really, really good work. We have some other young people who are just as talented as he is with regards to the websites. And I love to see that. My banner here, that was designed by my son, my next to the youngest son, Brian, with Daniel Digital. But he designed that and all of my logos. And, I mean, I just love to see. So we all need to get together, support each other, and let's see what we all can do to, you know, to get each other out there in the community. I know God Chosen does a lot of things in the community as well. But one day we need to all just get together. And I think this is a good launching pad for that. With regards to this radio show. And I thank y'all for coming up to the show because it also helps me out as well. Because the more listeners I get, the more people who log in, then the better my show is, the better my ratings are. And man, we just help each other all around. All right, so now once again, y'all, I got to give up to my mom, Miss Pete. Did you guys know that just a few weeks ago, she won the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah. Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And, you know, initially she was just like, oh, it's another award. But then somebody explained to her, you know, that is the highest award that anyone, a citizen, can get in the United States. And so that was awarded to my mother, Edna Pemberton. So congratulations, Miss T. I'm very proud of her. Very proud of her. I'm going to be like her one day when I grow up. That's what I'm going to do. My sister is also, I'm thankful for, thank God for my sister as well. My sister is the owner of KGTMRadio.com, and she allowed me to have my show on her radio station. Now, this is a 24/7 radio station, and if you want to listen to music, she also plays music 24/7. You can download the app called Live 365 and type in KGCM Radio, and you will hear live. So 24/7, they have sermons. You can hear her some of her prayers. You can hear some commercials, just everything. And I'm very, very proud of her. So my family members are doing a whole lot of things, so I need to catch up. So I'm catching up. But right now, you ready? Are you dancing? You dancing? Come on. So we have G2L, the Get It to Mind, coming up next. Y'all give it up for him. I love to see the young people dance. I promise you I do. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And then after he comes, I'm going to ask Raven to come back to give us some information on how she can be reached, how she can be contacted, get some information about Miss Carolyn and how she can be reached and everything and a little bit later. So after we get to mind, we're also going to get a little bit more from Julius, get some contact information from him about how he can be reached for websites and everything. I have another one of my favorite co-hosts with me today. We haven't said anything about him. He's trying to fly under the radar, but I'm going to go ahead and put him out there. Bryson, what's up, Bryson? Yeah, that's one of my favorite co-hosts right there. He's trying to fly below the radar this morning. I had to go ahead and call him out. I'm sorry? Okay, we'll get to your job announcement, Miss Claudia. All right. We ready? Let's do this. This is Gift It to Mom, everybody. Give it up.
I've got to see you.